That's Peter Robbins, Saturday, September 18th at 7:30 p.m. Doors open at 6:30. Sponsored by Michigan MUFON and WHFR Radio.
WHFR, Dearborn. This show is pre-recorded. The opinions expressed on HFCC's Campus Connection are not necessarily those of anyone here at Henry Ford Community College. And that is Put Me on the Radio, the official theme song for the Campus Connection, starring Lindsay and Dennis. How are you, Lindsay?
I'm good. How are you, Dennis?
I am really well. It is, well, what day is it? Pretend. It's the 14th?
Today is Tuesday the 14th, if you are listening, which you are.
Which are, obviously. It's September 14th, 2010, the September edition of Campus Connection, which, well, actually, I'm back in school here at the college.
You are.
And you are
back
in...
You've been back in school for a couple weeks now.
August 26th.
Wow.
And you are back in school, but not here.
No.
You want to talk about this?
I'm not here.
Yeah, but you're at Wayne State.
I'm down at Wayne State, and I love it. It's great. Oh, I love it. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's going great. I really lucked out this semester with my classes. I got some really cool teachers, professors.
Right.
And my class load is awesome. It's going to be a fun semester.
Well, and I think it's important people know that you and I haven't seen each other. We've talked a little bit and texted a lot, but we haven't actually seen each other since the last show in August.
No, this is like real.
It's kind of weird.
Real campus connection.
It is. Well, the thing about it is I actually very recently had withdrawals.
Aww.
It kind of stunk because,
I did too, and I actually told you that we here at WHFR, we have weekly meetings we have to attend, and I went solely just to see Dennis.
And
he wasn't.
Are you going to be there, Dennis? I said yes, I am. Be there, be square. And the square one was actually me
because
I was at the next door.
I showed up with bells on, and there's no Dennis.
I would have seen that. That's funny.
Bummed out.
Well, I was at U of M at the Interpretive Center in the back of U of M Dearborn's campus for a Sierra Club, kind of a sustainability panel get-together conference.
Yes, when I was told what you were doing, I couldn't be too mad at you.
No, because you're so darn
square.
Green.
Yeah,
that's
I
awesome.
Was like, oh, that's awesome. Good for Dennis.
And we had Dave Norwood there, who is the sustainability coordinator for the city of Dearborn, and he actually spoke to us and talked about many ways that we just... Everyday people can be more environmentally conscious and make a big difference. And that was kind of cool. And that was our second panel. We'll talk about when there was another one coming up. They haven't decided on the exact date, but I'm going to definitely, if it's in October, which I believe it is, I'm going to let everybody know because it's open to everybody. And it's just
that sounds great.
Tremendous learning experience.
Yeah, it's right here in our backyard.
Exactly. And
cool.
It's important, obviously, because of, for the future of our planet and our future generations. We have so much to go over today. So
yeah.
We said our hellos. That's good.
We're going to go right into it. And I want to toot your horn.
You're going to toot my horn?
Yeah, because the Mirror News came out.
The
Mirror News came out on the very first day of school here at Henry Ford Community College.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with the Mirror.
The Mirror News is Henry Ford Community College's school newspaper. And the editor-in-chief is Mr. Dennis Reimars here sitting with me.
That's why they keep throwing money at me.
Yeah, he is just, you are the true ambassador of the school.
Well, you know, we do what we can in our own little way.
Yeah, you are. And this is an awesome paper. If you have not checked it out yet, make sure you do. And it is available at numerous area or places
in
the Dearborn area. It's on campus.
Plus it's at Green Brain.
Okay.
Plus it's at...
Green Brain is a comic store.
Thank you.
For those of you that
it's on Michigan
familiar.
Avenue in East Dearborn.
Yeah.
It is also at... Wow. I'm drawing a blank here. I know. In
West
Dearborn.
West spots?
It is. It's in at Redger's Used Books.
Okay.
Which is the other end, basically.
Yeah.
It's near Telegraph on Michigan Avenue. And Dearborn Music.
Awesome.
And, well, of course, Green Brain is also Stormy Records.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we had a few extra and we wanted to make sure they didn't go to waste. So we put them in the community. The next issue, which comes out Thursday, the 16th of September, will also be like we're talking to U of M Dearborn to see if we can put it over there.
Cool. That would
places.
Be. Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great because this paper is amazing, Dennis.
You're just saying
no,
that
no.
It's
I love
true.
It. No, I'm just saying that it is right. I am saying it because it's true.
Thank you so much.
I love it, and I don't at all want to knock anybody that was doing the Mirror News in prior time or before, but wow, This is awesome. This is really, really cool. I'm very excited for you. I want to go through with our listeners real quick a couple things that are in here. A really nice letter from Letitor.
Well, that's
from the editor.
That's what we call it. The letter from the editor is now the letter.
Yeah, you should do that. That's a Lindsayism, by the way.
I'm sure we will.
A letter from the editor. I'm going to keep it going. Yeah, might as well. A really nice letter from you, Dennis. I like that. And there is a really nice schedule of shows for WHFR here, the station making waves, right on the second page of the newspaper, so that all of our readers of the Mirror News knows what time Playing in the Waves comes on.
There you go. Oh, and Campus Connection.
And Campus Connection, of right. course. Kind of course. Important. Yes, yes. But it doesn't say Campus Connection. We're just a WHFR forum talk show.
We're a forum talk show, but you know what?
Eventually, we will be weekly.
I think so.
Maybe.
I don't think that's too bold of a thing to say.
No, it could happen. I want to jump to this real quick, though, because this is a really cool paper. You've done some really neat things with it.
Thank you.
You're continuing on with the Counselor's Corner, which was being done before, correct?
Absolutely. Diane Green, the Associate Dean of Counseling, mm-hmm. just a fantastic, I thank her so much because they're contributing for us. Basically, she said every issue we want, you know, a presence in the paper and we'll they're actually supplying it.
Basically, they're giving pointers to students and just like the counselor's corner, and you know, so it's better important than having to go wait down for a counselor or make your appointment, wait in line, do all that. You could just read the Mirror News and see if your answer for your question is right here.
And you're exactly right. That's what they're trying to do. So that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. I really enjoy this paper. And one of the things, and then you have a really good interview with Dr. Gail Mee. Those of you that don't know, she is the president of Henry Ford Community College.
Really sharp lady.
Yeah, she's the big lady on campus, for sure.
And we talked to her on the WHFR Journal, the new journal with Jay Cornick, and she was on there right prior, a week before.
I want to mention the photography, that the photos that are in this newspaper, there's some nice ones of Gail Mee with her headphones on in the station with you guys.
Yeah, that was fun.
The pictures in here are great.
Thank you. Good pictures.
Very good pictures. I like the Through Our Looking Glass. And what it is, well, Dennis, this is your paper, so I think you should let everybody know what it is, but I think it is so clever and so funny and so awesome, and it's getting good...
A lot of feedback.
People like this a lot, and it's something different. It's very different, and I love it, it's a great idea.
It's a creative section in a newspaper, and what we're doing is we planted the seed by actually putting, I call it fake news, manufactured news, hopefully funny, very tasteful stories in the paper. And then in addition to that, we're going to open this up to the creativity on campus. So we're going to try to encourage students that want to not necessarily do journalistic style articles, but maybe more fiction, poetry, things like that. Mm-hmm. We're going to encourage that in this section.
Yeah, so, just a taste of what's in the section. Natural disaster restaurant opens on campus.
It's true.
It's not true.
Okay, but it's not true. In my mind, it's happening.
In what goes on in Dennis's mind, wow.
That's scary, isn't
it? If you want to know, you read Through Our Looking Glass and you know everything that's going on in Dennis's mind. Yeah. Almost everything that goes on in Dennis's mind. Yeah. Really good ideas. Very, very clever. Very, very witty. Very, very funny. And I love it. And that's Dennis. That is Dennis for you. If you don't know Dennis, you take a look at this newspaper and you get a good idea of what's going on with Dennis.
Well, thank you so much.
It's a wonderful job.
We also recapped a lot of the things going on. We talked about the virtual theatricality lab here and have a great, a lot of, Dr. George Popovich. Of course, Lindsay and I had a class with him. Wonderful teacher. We talked about the Farmer and Artisans Market, which goes through October 29th. And HFCC has a presence there every single week, doing lots of stuff, giving away things, a lot of activities going on there. The paper, we talk about our sports teams.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of under the radar. Our basketball team went to a national championship just 2 years ago. They didn't win, but getting to the national championship, the first time in history that a junior college went that far without offering any scholarships. I don't know if you knew that. We don't have scholarships for the players. We have a lot of different...
I did not know that.
Other reasons why, you know, kids should come and play sports here, but we don't offer scholarships. And to take the program to that level without that kind of advantage. Let's give you an idea. Schoolcraft Community College in Livonia offers 10 scholarships to basketball and basketball alone.
Wow.
And we don't have any, and we beat them pretty regularly. So yeah, there's a lot of things going on at the school, and I think our show...
You're going to investigate that a little bit more with this paper, right?
Absolutely.
I would like to know more about how can we get our basketball stars here to Henry Ford some scholarships? And
well, they're doing real well, and so we would like to make sure that they have. Yeah. There's a lot of other advantages that are they're here, and these kids go on. Not only do they get a top-notch education, because we are one of the best schools in the country for at what we do, but they also move on to different schools. One of the players went on and got a full ride, $39,000 worth of education. So that's 2 years at a school in Florida. I think it's Florida Tech.
Wow.
One of the players, full ride.
Wow.
So yeah, we're doing things right here. So yeah, in the short term, maybe there aren't scholarships, but in the big picture, they're getting an education and moving on. So it's a really big deal.
Wonderful.
Abe Mashour, he's the basketball coach as well as the interim athletic director. Mm-hmm. Just a class guy, fantastic guy. But yeah, that's our paper. Thank you. And the other one's coming out.
It's a wonderful paper. And you can go to your local music store, Dearborn Music, or your comic book store, or your used bookstore, or Henry Ford Community College campus right here, and pick up a copy of The Mirror News. Comes out on Thursday.
Yes.
September 16th.
I think that we can draw, there's going to be a lot more people on campus, at least a lot more students. We know we have record numbers because of an event that's coming up this week. In fact, as we're speaking, as you're hearing this, the event is going
on. It's kicking off.
And what is
right now? It's the Welcome Back Days 2010. It's 2010.
That's right.
Henry Ford Community College Student Center is putting off the Welcome Back Days.
It's an awesome
putting
event.
Putting on. They're putting it off.
Hopefully they're not
I hope they don't put it off.
That's right.
Gosh, welcome back.
It's an amazing thing. What are some of I don't have that in front of me. What are some of the things that are going on this year?
That are going on this year? Like right now as we speak, there's open mic going on, which is pretty cool, I guess. We are doing open mic, kind of, in a sense, you and I.
Yeah.
And it's going on out there, too. Yeah, we're funny like that.
Ours is a little different, though.
Tomorrow, how about we talk about that? Wednesday, September 15th, is all the student clubs, which in your in our Mirror News newspaper here, on the very first page, when you open up and go in there, is a whole list of the student clubs and activities directory. And there are tons of clubs here at Henry Ford Community College. And tomorrow, Wednesday, September 15th, from 11 to 2 in the Student and Culinary Arts Center, the clubs will be set up giving information about their club, how to be a part of the club, what to do if you want to be in the club, and what you do once you're in the club. And just to name a couple, there's the Crazy Antics Club. Are you a member of that? Are you the president?
No, actually, my son was the vice president.
Oh, really?
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Wow, that was funny how that kind of played off.
Well, he and his friend, Sean, they started this club, and they were first and second to start it, so they kind of stayed in those positions.
It's cool. They do a lot of fundraising projects for charitable causes, of course.
You want to know the truth? That's really what they're about.
Yeah.
It sounds Crazy Annex Club, and they do a lot of weird stuff, too, and they'll go paintball, shooting, and stuff like that. But, yeah, the big part of the thrust of their mission, if you will, is raising money for good causes.
That's awesome.
They're
this
fantastic.
This is a cool club. So that's just one of the clubs, and there's, you know, the geology club, and we have an amazing ice carving club who Dennis and I have both spoke to.
Oh yeah,
last winter was it? Yeah, last winter we spoke to them. Really cool club that travels around the world and wins prizes.
They
and
do
all kinds of
they win
awards,
many different things.
Prizes, awards.
And then so people know we're adding clubs regular. There's a new baking club on campus that starts. Not even in the paper. It'll be in the. We're doing kind of a spotlight on it in the next edition. Yeah.
Oh wow! So we just got a little taste of what. Wow. You just let us in on a secret.
That's right. And then we cover
a secret.
We're going to cover the clubs extensively throughout the whole year. So we're spotlighting. I think five or six in this coming issue. And then
do you
know
how many clubs offhand right now, like how many there are in the school?
No, and the thing about it is because they are adding them.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying they're going to add
some. There's already at least 20.
There's
at least 20 clubs.
So many.
And when I was a student here at Henry Ford, I was always like just impressed by the amount of clubs that there were and the diverse amount. Like they're all crazy antics to baking. I mean, it's like there's everything in between. If there's something that you're interested, I bet there's a club for it here.
Absolutely.
At Henry Ford
the
Community
Anime
College.
Club is extremely popular.
Oh, yeah.
Student
yeah.
Environment Association. Mm-hmm. There's just so many things going on.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The film club. So that's really cool. So tomorrow, Wednesday, September 15th, check out the student clubs. They will be set up, and they will be giving information about the club, how to join, what to do, and what to do once you're in it, and how fun it is to be in a student club and take part in student activities here at Henry Ford Community College. There are also going to be some party game shows and stuff, and this is going on through till Thursday, September 16th, with various amounts of fun welcome back day stuff to do.
It's incredible. Airbrush tattoos. There's food. There's popcorn. There's an actual game show. I think, from what I understand, it's a cross between Jeopardy and The Price is Right. So there's a lot of stuff.
It was always fun. When I was a student here, I was welcome back days is always a good time. And everybody has fun here in the student center. So
it's a great
make
time.
Make sure you check it out.
We have to take a short non-commercial break. And when we come back, we have things that we have to talk about. The used books sale.
Talk
absolutely
about books.
And then we have an event that's actually sponsored or it's taking place at the college this coming Saturday. And WHFR, our radio station, is actually helping host this. And it's about UFOs. I want to talk about that. So everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
One of the most compelling UFO cases in history is the 1980 Rendlesham Forest incident in England. Peter Robbins, author of Left at East Gate, the definitive casebook study, will speak live Saturday, September 18th at 7:30 p.m. at Henry Ford Community College at the Andrew Mazzara Conference Center, 5101 Evergreen Road, Dearborn, Michigan, just south of Ford Road and west of the Southville Expressway near the Fairlane Town Center. Tickets are available at the door, $10 general public and $8 for students with ID. That's Peter Robbins, Saturday, September 18th at 7:30 p.m. Doors open at 6:30. Sponsored by Michigan MUFON and WHFR Radio.
This is the Campus Connection for the 14th of September. I'm Dennis.
I'm Lindsay.
Dennis and Lindsay, back after a month, and feels like we were never apart.
No.
Just kind of.
We just never skip a beat.
No, this is fun. I'm having so much fun with this.
You like peas and carrots.
Peas and. Can I? I'm carrots.
Oh, you can be carrot, yeah. Dennis looks like a carrot.
And
I just look like a pea.
Sure. What do you have there?
The big used book sale is September 16th and 18th. That is next weekend. I believe the 16th is Friday, correct?
Thursday.
Oh, really? Oh, so I'm yeah, wow.
That's
16th, 17th, and 18th at the Dearborn Ice Skating Center.
Right.
On Ford Road.
It does seem weird.
It does seem weird. I thought it was over the weekend.
But the paper comes out on the 16th.
Oh, that's right. We just talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
And
there's an interesting twist to this. If you get there early and you basically, I guess you're looking at the cream of the crop, whatever you want, because nobody's bought anything
Thursday
yet.
Thursday starts at 11.
And you can actually, you have to pay to get in, right? Isn't that the $15? I think when you get there on that day. It's
15. Yes. Requires a $15 entrance fee. And however...
What is
do you
it?
Want to, do you
no.
Want, oh, you're pointing at me.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the however is.
Free admission will rule for the remainder of the sale Thursday, 11 to 9.
Will rule?
It's what it says.
Oh.
That says it will rule for the remainder of the sale. I thought it was another Lindsay-ism?
I absolutely did, because that's something you would definitely say.
Yeah, that's what they wrote. This is the AAUW press release here. Yeah, I didn't.
That was awesome.
Free admission will rule. Free admission rules. Yeah.
So the $15 basically is saying you get the cream of the crop. You get to pick what you want.
There's an early bird opportunity, which I don't quite understand. The sale opens Thursday, September 16th with an early bird opportunity, 9 to 11 a.m., that requires a $15 entrance fee.
Right.
And then it says, however, free admission will rule the remainder of the remainder of the sale,
right.
Thursday, 11 to 9.
So if you want to go in there for 2 hours, you can buy up everything you want. You're going to have to pay the premium.
Yeah.
15. I mean, not much of a premium. Let's face it. A single book at another store, a regular store, is $15.
Well, and all the books are $1 to $2. That's it. You're not going to find a $3 book in there.
So that is the reason why, the reason for the $15 early bird special.
Yes. Yes.
Worth it in my book. No pun
Saturday
intended.
Saturday is going to be bag day from 9 to 4. Book lovers can fill up a grocery bag for $8, two bags for $15. Do the two bag special, and you can load a grocery bag. Remember when we did our CD sale?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my, the people, it was, I mean.
Well, the one guy had 14 bags, because we sold the bags for $10 each, and you could fill as many as you, whatever you could fill in there. With 14 bags, he had no less than 300 CDs.
Awesome.
Now, books will be a little different.
Books are a little bigger than CDs.
Right.
But there are a huge variety of books there. They say that they promise to have tons of children's books.
Right.
And children books are fairly, you know, I mean, if it's a classic, a novel, of course, you're going to have a big, you know, but there's a lot of small-sized children books.
Right.
And if you have maybe a nursery center that you run during the day at your house, or you do something, you babysit, or you have multiple children of your own, or just one child that is crazy about reading, and if they're not, they're going to be crazy about reading because you're going to fill two grocery bags full of children's books. That's awesome.
You're really not giving them much choice. You're right.
No, you got to, yeah.
What a great example to have. That's what we did with our house, and I'm sure you have too.
My house is like a library.
Exactly.
We have multiple libraries, actually.
Yeah. And then, of course, that rubs off really well on the kids because they see you reading and,
Yes.
We're all about setting good examples.
Yes.
So that's cool. So that's coming up this weekend.
This weekend at the Dearborn Ice Skating Center on Ford Road, just east of Greenfield.
You got it.
And it's on the north side of the street. If you are driving east, I'm getting real technical now. If you're going west, it's...
Yeah. It's right. It's on the corner. Yeah. You can't miss it. There's a big park there.
Next to Ford Woods Park.
There you go.
Yes.
Peter Robbins.
This is something, yes, Dennis.
I said UFOs. I wasn't... Yeah, no kid. Well, let me tell you, I did a Saturday spontaneity yesterday with Dave Twitchell. I had more fun than I probably deserved. And you have to remember that I'm not what would be considered a UFO enthusiast. I'm also not a skeptic. I'm kind of like open-minded, whatever, you know?
Right.
I guess if you can say live and let live in this, regarding this conversation, that's how I am. Whatever you believe is fine.
Right.
I don't really... I don't know. I guess I'm agnostic about UFOs. But the point is that we have a gentleman who is world-renowned. He's the co-author of the British bestseller Left at Eastgate, a first-hand account of the Rendlesham Forest UFO incident, its cover-up and investigation. It's the British Roswell. Do you know what I'm talking about? Roswell, New Mexico.
Yeah, yeah.
In 1947, a UFO landed, supposedly, allegedly, and it was covered up allegedly. Well, this also happened in Britain. And Peter Robbins investigated the heck out of this. And he's got a lot of hard evidence that this took place and was covered up. And Peter Robbins is coming to HFCC Saturday, September 18th.
Wow.
And he is going to speak at doors open at 6 o'clock. Let me read this.
Where's he at? Is he in the Barry Amphitheater? Or is he over here?
Actually, Mazzara.
Okay.
At the Andrew Mazzara Conference Center. It's September 18th, 7:30 is when he goes on. Doors open at 6:30. Now, it's $10. It's open to the public for $10. If you're a student with proof, with a student ID, it's $8. All right.
That's cheap.
That's really cheap.
That's really cheap. Even the 10, I mean, that's cheap. I thought that this would be, we're talking UFOs, man.
Exactly. And here's the thing. We actually had him on the radio. Yes. We, Dave and I spoke to him via phone, and, our worry was, look, we're going to talk to you for even 15 or 20 minutes. We don't want to kind of, you know, give away too much of what's going to happen. He said, no, I mean, this whole thing. I'm talking for 2 hours and he's got a whole, like the physical evidence, and it's audio and video, and you know what I'm saying? He's got a, I'm not going to say a PowerPoint, but he has actual visual aids. So there's a lot here, and that's what I said. I said,
are you going to go?
Yeah. I'm working it.
Oh, you are? Oh, yeah. Awesome.
So yeah, I'm going to be there. Like I said, the doors open at 6:30. I'm going to probably be there at 6, set up or whatever, right next door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. After talking to him, I have to be there.
This is kind of neat. This is kind of really neat.
Yeah, like, this is not, this is kind
of
neat.
It's a little scary. I don't know. Like, I kind of want to go. It's one of those things, like, I really want to go, but I'm kind of afraid to know.
Exactly. Well, he's, according to this, he's one of the best known and most respected investigative writers and public speakers in the world with regard to the serious study of UFOs. So this guy's not hokey. I even said that yesterday. I said, I think your biggest problem might be that many, if not most people equate UFOs are kind of lumping in the same category with, oh, I spotted Elvis at the Kalamazoo McDonald's.
I know exactly where you're going with
tabloid
that.
Tabloid fodder, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he said that is the biggest challenge because that people, usually skeptics, start with ridicule, and it's kind of how they end it too,
right.
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And he says that is a challenge. And I don't know if you knew this, but Dave Twitchell is an investigator.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The organization's called Michigan MUFON, and that's stands for... something with UFOs.
Twitchell is a DJ here at WHFR, by the way.
Also has a forum show. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you are a listener of the Campus Connection, he is on
the
Tuesday before us.
Yep.
We're the second Tuesday of the month. He is the first Tuesday, usually.
The show's called We Are Not Alone.
Yeah. Interesting show.
Very interesting
show. Really cool show.
And we played excerpts yesterday during Saturday Spontaneity of an interview on ABC News with Edgar Mitchell, who was the sixth person to walk on the moon. and how he knows it's, he's like, it's a cover-up. Wow. It's an incredible, I mean, this topic is so controversial, and there's conspiracy theorists, and there's hardcore evidence, but yet it's still been covered.
It's been going on forever,
too. It's an amazing thing. So whatever you think of UFOs and abductions and sightings and all this stuff, kind of, hopefully you'll be like me and kind of put that on the back burner and keep an open mind and just really come into this and appreciate it.
$10. $10 next Saturday at 6:30. Doors open. Oh, doors are at 6.
Doors are at 6:30. But the thing takes place at 7:30.
And it's for 2 hours.
A couple hours, yeah. And he's going to open it up to questions. And then he's actually staying in Michigan after that. And then on the following day is a Sunday. He's going to be in Flint doing two different their seminars, kind of investigative seminars. It's kind of neat. So I'm going to find out more about that at this particular event on Saturday night.
So. This is cool. I think I'm sold. I think I might go check it out.
Really?
I'm kind of, yeah. The UFO alien thing is kind of neat.
Work it with me. Yeah. We'll get there at 6 o'clock.
You know what?
What?
I'm playing in the waves on Saturday at 6.
Okay.
That's all right.
That's all right.
You can fill me in. It's all right. Yeah. I'll be okay.
Yeah, but I mean, playing in the waves is kind of important.
I haven't. I've been off for a while. I'm very eager to
You've
get
been off
that
as long
mic.
As I've
yeah,
known
this is going to That was nice.
Anyway, so yeah, so this event is Saturday the 18th, sponsored by WHFR and Michigan MUFON. Free parking right behind somebody called it parking lot J. Okay.
It works.
Right behind the actual, how do you describe the
building, the big blue building with all the windows on Evergreen.
It is. You can't miss
you
it.
You can't miss it.
It's right next to 5101. So you would pull in, that would be our southernmost parking lot. The south parking lot is actually what separates us from U of M Dearborn.
Yes.
And you would pull in there, and it's free parking right behind that blue building with all the windows. So we'll see you at 6:30, maybe 7 o'clock, get a good seat.
Cool.
And that's a kind of an intimate thing. The Mazera Conference Center is kind of neat.
It's a really neat. We had a class in there.
Do we have it at Mazera or at Barry? In the building. I remember that.
When we had our film history class.
Yeah.
We just met in there a couple times because there was there's some stuff going on in the Fine Arts Building. Yeah, so we had to
move classes around.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We were there for actually
it was
the
cool.
last few weeks.
We watched The Graduate in there.
And everybody, had you seen it before that?
Yeah.
Oh, you had. I was the only one who had. But a very, very great movie. Listen, we're going to take a short.
ADD here at Campus Connection today.
Wow.
It's been a while.
When we come back, we have some things to talk about there. What's that in front of you?
This is the 6th Biennial International Congress of the eye stuff. We're going to talk about eyes.
Eye in the chip?
Yes,
eye in the chip. We learned a new word, too, by the way.
We just learned how to spell a word.
Yeah.
We already knew the word.
It's kind of neat. And then stay tuned, because we're talking about that. We have other things going on campus with scholarships, people getting scholarships.
Yeah.
And we're going to follow, we're going to down the road a little bit, we're going to talk about WHFR's annual record show, record sale. And that's right here. And that's another really cool thing. Again, the college, radio station, working together hand in hand to bring you really neat stuff. All right, so stay tuned. We'll be back right after the short non-commercial break.
This is an official station of the MAEB.
The MAEB.
The Michigan Association of Educational Broadcasters was formed in 1977 to support your local high school and college radio stations. These stations serve the community and create alternative programming. But most importantly, they discover and train the next generation of broadcasters. For more information on the MAEB and its affiliates, visit www.maeb.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Koronik, host of the new WHFR Journal, local news and alternative views for Dearborn and the surrounding area, where each week we're getting down to the bones. It's all about local government, public education, the environment, the economy. What matters to you most is right next door. New ideas, fresh opinions, with elected representatives, prominent experts, and community activists. On the new WHFR Journal, every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. on WHFR 89.3 FM, or from our website anytime, WHFR.FM. Getting down to the bones. And making waves.
And we are back to Henry Ford Community College's Campus Connection with Dennis and Lindsay.
Dennis and Lindsay.
And I was looking at the new Mirror News, which we discussed earlier in the show. And there's a really, like I said, a really interesting interview here with Dr. Gail Mee. Wow. Get on the radio, Lindsay. And Dennis, some pretty cool questions that you had with her and spoke with her. Nice interview. And I want to get on the parking lot construction
Please.
Right away.
Yeah, do that because I'm okay. I know where you're headed.
Well, I just want to say that I haven't been on campus since I left the school, really. I come to do my show at WHFR every so often, but I haven't had to deal with parking. And right. I know my last semester here, last winter, parking was terrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Well, they had closed the entire north
lot. It was unbelievable. Yeah, right. We had Mount Henry Ford going on in the back. A huge construction project was going on here at Henry Ford. And the south parking lot was just completed a few weeks before the start of the fall semester. And the north parking lot has been under construction this year for much needed rebuilding and resurfacing.
Well,
but what's important is that the south parking lot is completely done.
And the north parking lot is
now
really good.
Yeah.
Now they're still working in the back. There's still a lot of stuff to do in the back.
So they're doing the nature preserve and stuff back there too,
exactly.
Which is a lot of work.
Well, there's a big pond, and I don't want to get into there's environmental reasons why they did a lot of these things, and a lot of it has to do with the Rouge River, which is directly behind our school.
Mm-hmm.
The Big Bend is literally right behind our school, and before they actually did any work on the parking lot, they actually had to shore that up first,
yeah,
to make sure that a lot of stuff of just the stuff that's already in the water, but it was eroding. That's the word I'm looking for. Eroding the banks. So they had to really do a lot of support there, and it's kind of cool now.
Did you see? I'm not sure. I'm picturing in my head. I remember seeing projected images of what the final project was supposed to look like in the nature preserve back there. Did you see those photos too? Those pictures? Those images?
Actually, this is interesting. The photographer for the Mirror News, one of them, his name's Kevin. Kevin actually got permission and went on the roof on Friday, and he has aerial shots that will be in the coming paper.
Is it a preview to the paper again?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I mean, it'll be aerial shots from the
what
roof
of
the pond and a lot of the new, they have sidewalks back there with, don't know this. There's sidewalks and really cool lighting and park benches every few feet and lots of trees, lots of grass, all in the middle where directly behind Fine Arts used to be, and the tech building used to be actual parking.
Mm-hmm.
It's all gone now, and it's a big green belt. And it's a big.
How neat is that?
It leads to a pond. It's a pretty big and a pretty deep pond, a natural pond. And then there's parking on either side. Now, we are also, from what I understand, we are either in negotiations or we did purchase the property next door, the SME, the Society of Mechanical Manufacturing Engineers. In a slick only HFCC could do, they purchased the property for additional parking for us, and then whatever we're not using, they're actually leasing back to the SME, and we're making some money on it.
Oh wow!
So everybody wins.
Oh.
SME's happy with it because they got this. They the sale of the property went to us. Whatever they don't need, they're not using. We are, and then they get to lease back at a affordable rate. They get to lease back what they do need. So
interesting,
pretty sweet deal. So in regard to parking, it's awesome, and we still have
the nature preserve is all really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a little jealous, a little bummed out that it wasn't done when I was here, because I would be hanging out back there doing my homework.
I don't think you should take it personally. I don't think they deliberately waited.
Yeah, well,
you're not sure.
I'm not sure.
She's looking
at
me going, "What does he know that I don't know?"
No.
But one last thing about the parking situation. There's still a lot of people here.
Yes.
We still have record numbers over, last count, over 20,000 people, which is still...
It's an awful lot for community college.
Well, and it's an increase over last time, which was also a record. So we're already breaking our own record. But we still have, for the duration of the fall and winter term, the shuttle. The shuttle goes to the food court at Fairlane.
Oh, it's still going on.
From 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday, students can drive and park at the food court at Fairlane Mall, hop on that free shuttle, takes you right here, right behind Fine Arts Building, drops you off.
It's still running every half hour?
It's running. As soon as they get people, they drop them off and keep going. It's
just a
continuous loop.
Cool.
And, of course, they've incorporated the other campus of of Henry Ford, which is the Dearborn Heights campus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, they started that last winter.
They did, and they're doing that also. But as you know, and I think you're getting to this next, there is another campus, not just the one in Dearborn Heights, but one we call...
This is like breaking news. This is cool.
It's called the East Campus now.
Who would have thunk it? I had no idea that there was a Henry Ford Community College East Campus, and I am...
Well, it used to be the MTech. Remember that?
Yeah.
And we purchased the property that was also... was owned by the UAW. Used to be called the Rotunda Room, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But this is basically on Schaefer, right at Rotunda. And they did a little, I want to say downsizing, but they didn't.
They moved one of the biggest, most popular programs here at Henry Ford Community College. One of the most successful programs here at Henry Ford Community College. One of the most known programs here at Henry Ford Community College. Our nursing department is amazing.
It is.
We have the highest numbers of our graduates pass the boards, the state board. Where there's a few other community colleges in the area that have nursing programs, and their students, their percentages aren't as high as for passing the boards as we are for Henry Ford grads. Our nurses are trained and excellent. They are amazing.
Well, we're rated at number one of the best nursing schools in the country, and that takes into account junior colleges as well as four-year schools.
And that takes into account why our wonderful nursing program now has their whole...
Amazing
own East Campus.
They do.
It's like, the
nursing program is, we're not talking about prereqs. We're not talking about the normal classes that you need. We're talking about once you get into the nursing school, take your NET, pass your NET, get into the nursing school, have all your requirements done, you would no longer be here on the main campus. You'd be at our East Campus at Schaefer and Rotunda.
And you know,
parking problems, I mean, there's nothing. Yeah. It's perfect.
I have a few friends that graduated from this nursing program here, and when they were in the program, they would tell me, they're like, I don't even, it's like completely separate from Henry Ford. Like, they felt like they weren't even, I mean, yes, they're Henry Ford students, but they weren't aware, they're not anywhere else on campus.
No.
They didn't know anything else that was going on being in that little health careers building that we had.
Right.
And they would say, you know, God, I feel like I'm so separate from the rest of the school. Well, now they really are. They are at their own campus doing amazing things.
The convenience factor is huge. The parking is a lot more accessible. And again, we're not talking about the parking situation here at the main campus has been resolved to the degree that there's plenty of places to park, but you don't have to park way out. You're right there.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to remember that with the nursing school, it's not just classroom. There's a lot of clinical stuff where you'll go to school and you have to leave, go to, you know, local hospitals or clinics or whatever. So there's a huge convenience factor. It's better for everybody. Now, I personally have not seen the new building, but guess what? I will, because our photographer, the same guy who got on the roof, Kevin went down on Friday, went down to the East Campus and took some photos, talked to some people.
Neat.
Apparently there were, at some point he talked to and got photographs of 9 people, and I don't know if, I'll find out. But anyway, it's a lot of stuff. He took photos inside and outside of
the buildings. What an exciting time for Henry Ford Community College, just all around. Everything here is going wonderfully.
Yeah.
And hearing about the nursing program getting their own slice of land to do their own bit of, I mean, it's really
cool. It makes
really
so much sense. And that's why I guess sometimes when things make sense, they're not done. We all know that.
Right.
So kudos to the school. Kudos to what they're doing here. And, you know, yeah, it felt like at times when we were going through the construction phase and some of the different things that were going on, it felt at times like we were taking a step back to go forward. But in fact, we did go forward.
Yeah.
That's really all we're asking.
Yeah, there was a method to the madness.
There was,
for
thank
sure.
you. Great
there
way to put it.
There was a method to the madness.
So there you have it. And then the other thing that we talked to Dr. Mee about was the smoking, because
I was going
to
ask about that, well, actually.
As you and I know, July marked the beginning of U of M Dearborn going completely smoke-free on campus. And when we talk about smoke-free on campus, we're talking about the same policies that are followed by hospitals. That means you can't even go in the parking lot and smoke in your car. You may think that that's safe for sanctuary, whatever. No, they're saying, no, you cannot smoke on this property at all. And if you've been to hospitals where you have to literally walk out and, you know, there's people smoking everywhere, have to actually be off the property. The point is that U of M's been doing that, and I know that we've kind of been watching, you know, what's going to happen, it's a major step. I kept thinking, you just do it. No, it's something that you have to take everything into consideration, because as of right now, if you smoke, it has to be 50 feet from any entrance to any building. You and I know that that's not necessarily enforced.
No, it's not.
You know, and are you smoke-free?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well,
I had to pause for a minute. Yeah.
Well, as I am, and it's been a while, actually, Labor Day was a year.
And well, so, congratulations.
Thank you.
Good for you.
I'm as surprised as anyone. But as I walk through the, you know, on my way into liberal arts is the big one, you know, there's smokers out there.
That's the one that I would most encounter smokers walking out in.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's because it's kind of, it's not a courtyard or whatever, but it's kind of an area where people, it's our most popular building. So people are going from other buildings into that one. And it just, it's almost like a, I don't know, a receiving line or whatever of smokers. And that, I don't know. I guess it doesn't bother me as much as
people. So what's going to happen?
My opinion that we'll go smoke free at some point after the beginning of the year, because Dr. Mee has put together a, I don't know, you want to call it a task force or some kind of a committee. Did she talk about it?
The committee is going to continue looking into it, and hopefully we will have a recommendation very soon.
Okay.
Huh.
As of right now, we don't know, though. And again, this is something that I'm glad.
So far, a decision has not been made. But that's what Gail Mee says.
Right. And Lindsay, I mean, you think in your head, you go, well, you just do it. U of M's doing it. They're right next door. It really does make sense to.
It's really hard to just do it, though.
Yeah, like, you have to kind of look at the whole
picture. We were both smokers, and it's, you know, you really have to enforce it for people to listen. Because, I mean, you're going to tell me I can't light up a cigarette after I just sat in a class for 2.5 hours?
Exactly.
No way.
Right.
Especially when there's, you know, ashtrays all over.
Exactly. And I'm 50 feet from a building.
I'm following all the rules. I'm not bothering anybody. I'm outside. Yeah.
So you really have to. It's a really good question. And I didn't think I would feel this way, but I really do. I'm really grateful that Dr. Mee and the committee are taking their time and not just jumping.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, I think it will be, because you can see that that's kind of like
the direction that everybody's going.
Restaurants,
really,
bars, everything.
Sure. Everywhere is doing it, so it wouldn't be odd man out, odd campus
out. So for the people that are listening that are non-smokers, know that things are already in place to make our lives cleaner or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
For the people that do smoke, that are, you know, please try to quit.
Yeah.
At the same time, while you are, please just understand that 50 feet from a building's makes sense. A couple other things there, and I know that I'm looking at our time. I think we're good.
Do we want to talk about the scholarship? I would like to congratulate student Kendra James of Detroit. She had no idea that she was going to be getting this wonderful, wonderful scholarship from the Garden Club of Dearborn, which is a very old club. Been around for quite some time, 95 years.
Well, I remember when they started.
Founded in 1915. Yeah, you remember back then. I remember.
It was just a small club then.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just planted flowers and we just thought, let's call it a day. But now they're giving out $500 scholarships, right?
Yes. The scholarship was presented to James several months before the club's annual, is going to be presented, I'm sorry, to James several months before the club's annual Holly Berry Brunch, which goes on every year. And it's
Holly Berry.
Yeah, it's in December. December 4th
Not
is going
Halle
to be.
Berry. Holly.
Holly. Holly.
I know.
Halle Berry lunch. Now I just caught on to that.
See, Wayne State's made you quick.
Holly, yeah.
We're going to watch Halle Berry movies.
Holly Berry.
Here she is as Catwoman.
Holly.
This is a
very, very prestigious launch going on. Brunch. September. Gosh. I can't speak. Saturday, December 4th, at the Dearborn Inn, and that is when Miss Kendra James will be presented with her $500 scholarship.
Congratulations.
And late August is when she got it already, but they're doing like this brunch thing.
It's like a formal.
It's just great. Formal presentation. It's just wonderful. And this club is, you know, like I said, been around forever, and it has raised funds for scholarships for University of Michigan Dearborn and Henry Ford since forever, and they've been doing it since 1999. I believe they've presented more than $20,000 in scholarships.
Isn't it like 23,000?
23,000, yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
It's a lot. This is an awesome, awesome club, the Garden Club of Dearborn. Thank you to you. Thank you for your support for our local schools, institutions, and the help that you give our students that need it.
Absolutely.
And one of their, they really are excited about supporting study of sciences, and that's what this scholarship
is. This
is
the biology
for.
Type thing.
Yes, that's what it's for. It's a garden club.
Yeah, you know? No, you're right.
Yeah. And they just really want to encourage the people to succeed and go on in careers with science, and that's how they go about doing that.
Now that I've been exposed to more and more of like the Sierra Club and then the Interpretive Center next door, and just becoming more environmentally conscious, and you know, on subjects that are related to sustainability, I'm getting it. I'm getting things like this and the planting the trees, and don't take one down unless you're going to plant two. And that's a requirement.
Trees and all. That's what Mary Bejea is her name. She is the educator chairperson of the Garden Club of Dearborn. Her and Kendra James together, they hung out in the environmental lab examining various plants and other areas of the facility here. And yeah.
So her getting this scholarship, and I know that doesn't specifically say, but it sounds like a culmination of a lot of her activities. And
it's for the biology department at Henry Ford Community College
and not the least of which is her enthusiasm about biology and about this. Good for you, Kendra James.
Yeah, good for you.
Congratulations.
Oh, that was kind of loud.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Well, sorry about that.
I think next show we should just clap the entire hour. What do you think?
Oh, I think you're onto something. We could do that for Saturday spontaneity.
2 hours of clapping. And we'll do golf claps. And we'll do loud.
Fist pumps. We both did a fist pump just now. Did you hear it?
That's great radio. The air rushing by the microphone.
That was good. That was great.
Moving on
to the eye and the chip. Is that what it is?
Yeah, this is, you guys...
Going on right now as we speak.
Monstrous.
September 13th to the 15th, there is an event going on that's organized by the Detroit Institute of Ophthalmology. It is co-sponsored by the Henry Ford Health Systems, ELCON, the Alliance for Vision Research, and the Friends of Vision, Higher Education Publications, IMRA, America Incorporated, tons. Okay. I can go on and on and on about who is sponsoring this.
It's like a global thing.
A global thing. It's a very big thing, and it's going on here at Henry Ford Community College. It's a giant conference.
And can I cut to the chase on this, please?
Go for it.
This is about, and I have permission to say this, because Dr. Hesburgh, he was actually on the new WHFR Journal with Jay, myself, and Amy Powers, and he equated this particular thing to a bionic eye. Mm-hmm. You remember the Bionic Man?
Yes.
Remember reruns of that?
Yeah.
You know, we can rebuild them. We have the technology, and they made them bigger, better, stronger, faster, blah, blah, blah. Where we did all this, we're able to do this now in many, many cases, not all, but many cases with the eye. And it becomes this bionic eye where it's artificially restored, your vision is.
Yes.
And this is an amazing technology. It's called the eye in the chip. And literally a computer chip is placed somewhere, and I don't know all the technology. I'm not a surgeon, but Dr. Hesburgh, and of course he didn't go into detail because that would have been way over my head, but he just talked about the people that couldn't see. They had to have had the ability to see at some time.
Yeah, there actually was a really interesting thing about people coming from Iraq. More than 100 young men and women who have returned from Iraq and Afghanistan have lost both eyes.
But they could see at some point.
Well, yeah, they could. And now they are injured and they can't, right, and they don't have an eye. So these people will have to have a device placed in the visual cortex of the brain, since they no longer have eyeballs, and they will be early candidates for the visual neuroprosthetic device that Hesburgh and his fellow colleagues are working on. A prosthetic eye. I mean, wow.
Wow.
And it's going to work, though. It's not like a glass eye
right.
You know, you can have like an eight ball in or something. You've seen those.
Right. No, I have, actually.
I'm not being a jerk. Serious.
When you said that, I had to stop and think, because part of me wanted to laugh, and then I remembered you're right.
Yeah.
But so this would be, it's exactly.
It's going to work. It's like you have a prosthetic limb, a hand, an arm, a leg.
And that's what Dr. Hesburgh said, since it goes in the visual cortex of the brain. There's memory there. In other words, you had to have been able to see at one point, because this will simulate that memory, your memory of being able to see.
Yeah, I don't believe this would work for the person that is born blind.
No, that's what he said.
One day, who knows?
This is taking place, Henry Ford Community. Yeah, we're just this little community college in Dearborn, Michigan, but
it's a small little place.
We just have global things going on, and we have to take a non-commercial break. Please stay tuned.
If these UFO, these extraterrestrials are so highly evolved, how come it is that they only address people named Bubba who are out hunting and fishing?
I'm Fife Symington. In 1997, during my second term as governor of Arizona, I saw something that defied logic and challenged my reality.
I saw one, but I don't know what, it just disappeared.
And the saucer flew right over him and put down three little gear and landed out on the dry lake bed.
Governors, U.S. presidents, and former astronauts are among the millions who have witnessed UFOs. Many are now coming forward with their stories. Investigate the evidence the first Tuesday of each month at 1 p.m. when WHFR presents We Are Not Alone.
Ford Community College Campus Connection with Dennis and Lindsay.
Dennis and Lindsay, that's, I was just going to think Mitch and Anthony.
Mitch and Anthony, yeah, we're great minds think alike,
well,
wow.
You know what, it's funny
is... We don't plan these things, by the way. This is like so just us.
Yeah, we're just on the, wow. So people listen next, you have to listen next...
next installment of the Campus Connection.
Which will be the 12th.
October.
October 12th, and listen to that and see if we're still in sync.
It'll be our harvest edition. Wow.
Yeah.
We'll be.
Because that's. Oofies. And it'll also, in addition to. I'm sorry. Can't keep a straight face. In addition to the harvest edition of this, it'll also be our year anniversary. Did you know that?
It will be our year anniversary. Mm-hmm. Oh, happy anniversary.
Happy
early.
Anniversary.
Wow. That's,
we started last
October.
We're going
to do something really special.
Yeah.
Really special. Oh, you prepare yourself, listeners. You get ready for it. Dennis,
you know what?
Because
we
be...
have no idea what that'll
no,
be.
No, this could be fun. We could even go into it that very day not knowing.
That's right.
It will be... The clapping thing is actually a great idea.
For an hour. Don't give everything away. Spoiler yeah. alert. No,
spoiler.
The reality is we'll do something really big that we think of probably on the fly that day.
Our year anniversary. Oh, how fun.
So the 25th anniversary of the radio station, our year anniversary... Well, we would have an anniversary fall.
We're making waves, man.
We are. We're the only station making waves.
I want to say, were you going to go to what I want to go to?
I want you to.
Okay, because I've been dying to say it.
Okay.
I mentioned it to Dennis earlier. Since I've left this little spot here in Dearborn, Michigan, Henry Ford Community College, and moved on to another university campus, whatever, I really missed something about this school.
What's that?
The soup. I miss the soup.
Really?
I would eat soup here every day, and there were like four different soups to choose from daily, and I love soup.
Oh my gosh,
I love soup.
Usually they would have chili too.
They would always have chili.
Right.
I count chili as like a...
Oh, absolutely.
It's a filling, big soup, I guess. I don't know. Yeah,
no, you're exactly right.
You eat it with a spoon, and that's one of my favorite things about soup is the spoon.
Me too. Mine too. And crackers.
And crackers.
Do you put crackers in your soup?
Sometimes. It depends on the soup.
Yeah.
It depends on the soup.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's getting me to the Skylight Cafe, who is the creator of the soup bar, and they have the soup
it's
bar
amazing.
And the salad bar here at Henry Ford Community College. School is back in session, the fall semester is kicked off, and the Skylight Cafe is open and running for business, and they have tons of, you know, they have a different special every day. They still do that, right? It's like, it was always something good, something really good, like a chicken piccata or some like
amazing.
Entree meal, like special every day. Then they have a special sandwich of the day, like a panini type.
Usually
you know,
a panini.
Wonderful. Yeah.
But it's almost like, we all know where we can get a good sub, I don't want to endorse anything, but where you can kind of pick what goes on it.
You can do that
you
here.
You can do that here.
Yeah. You
and
can
it's
pick,
the same
it's a sandwich bar.
It's awesome.
And it's better.
It's actually better.
It's good. They got the press thing. They press it down.
That's the
it's
panini,
hot.
Yep.
It's melty. Oh, it's yum.
And
it's
the same price as some of the competition out there, but it's better.
You know, and the pizza here is really good, too. There's really good pizza at the Skylight Cafe.
You do?
Like,
you're not kidding. The crust?
All the food here is great. And I'm not just saying that because I love food.
No, you're right.
I like food, yes, and I'll eat almost any type of food.
Ditto.
But the food here is exceptional for being just this little community
it's
college.
A little
you know?
I know, we talk
no,
about
it's
that.
Awesome food. Awesome food, and I miss it. I miss it.
You know, something that's big to me that a lot of people are like, oh, big deal. I absolutely love bagels. I love bagels.
You
I
do
love
like
bagels,
bagels
and cream cheese.
Yes.
And they have them, they're not made here,
mm-hmm.
but they're wise enough to have them made somewhere and brought in daily. So they're fresh
they are
daily.
Fresh every day.
So even the things that aren't made on campus or on site or whatever are still fresh and they're brought in every day. Like Lindsay was saying, the pizza's phenomenal. They have your burgers and stuff like that, chicken sandwiches. But
those cookies. Oh, I miss the cranberry oatmeal cookies I used to get here. I would eat them every day with a cup of tea.
Really?
I would have a cup of tea.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, because actually the tea selection here is really good, too. They have the Tazo. It's a really good tea company and a nice selection of tea. I'd get the orange blossom tea with the cranberry oatmeal. I'm going to miss this school. I didn't even think about it till just we were talking about this food. I got to find out what
to do. Well, come here. You'll have lunch. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'll come. Yeah.
Well, there was something that we were talking about getting together, and I can't remember what it was. It might have. Oh, that was on Saturday night, and this won't be open.
No.
All right.
But soon, the 5101 restaurant will open, and we really, really have to do that this semester together.
I know. I'm kind of bummed out because I tried like heck to find out the exact date it opened, and I'm sure people know. I just didn't find that person or those people.
Yeah.
And in fact, I looked at the menu that's up. It's still from March 2010.
Yeah, and like I had mentioned, though, this is the beginning of the fall semester, and the people that work in 5101 are all students. And I believe that they wait a little bit further into the semester before they're all up and running.
They kind of have to.
Well, yeah. And I had a teacher once here. He was a science teacher who always would go on and on about how great 5101 is. And he would tell all students, if you haven't been there yet, make sure you go. But make sure you go at the end of the semester.
Right. When they've had a little practice.
When they've all practiced a bit. But either way, I mean, the food is phenomenal. It's great. I've ate there. And
I've never had a bad meal there. And I've gone different times.
Yes.
But right now we don't know. From what I understand, there's an Oktoberfest coming up.
Oh yeah.
But that will be after our next show.
That was our first show last year. We talked about Oktoberfest and we mentioned beer, but they can't have beer there, so it's not
right.
Yeah, there's no traditionally beer, but there Oktoberfest. Great. Is, yes. Yeah.
But no, that's coming up, and we'll talk about that on our next show, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I did see because I we're running on the Bake Club. We're running a little spotlight because it's new here. And the young lady who's the president, her name's Allison, she had a little bit of a schedule of things that were coming up. But, I mean, obviously, I'm not privy to
because they have those
that.
Big bake sales, too. Yeah. God, I've bought so much stuff at that bake sale.
The cheesecakes?
That's what happened to me last winter. That's what it was. No, yeah.
Oh, stop it. Anyway, a perfectly fit individual is complaining about eating cheesecake. Give me a break.
God.
Anyway,
it's so good.
I know it is. It's really good here. So we're going to stay on top of that. Check out the website, hfcc.edu. There is a specific...
I just got an idea.
What?
It was just a quick idea. For our one-year anniversary show, we should have like a taste test in here, in studio. Like we could do like...
Twist my arm.
Ooze and ahs and be like, oh...
Or like Rob with Two B's on his show, Woos and Booze.
Yeah? All right. I, there we go.
Do you really think we'll even need the booze? Because well, you know what I mean. I don't think there's anything that we're going to say isn't good.
You say booze, and my mind automatically is somewhere else
no,
right now.
No, but we do the woos and booze for upcoming DVDs and games, and I think we could do that with the food, but I think it's going to be
all
woos. It
would be more oohs and ahs.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no booze. Oohs and ahs.
That's a good idea. All right. That'll
be fun.
All right. We're really pushing it.
We got to get this going real quick. The record show. This is annual going on. WHFR puts it off here at Henry Ford Community College Saturday, October 9th. I keep on saying put it off.
Yeah. Wow. They were going to do it on one day, but they said, no, we'll wait.
They put it off.
Yeah. No,
but
they're not.
They put it on.
October 9th.
They set it off.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
They set it
they
off.
They set there it off. That's what I mean to say. It's a Lindsayism. Saturday, October 9th, from 9 to 10 is early admission, only $5 to get in. From 10 to 4, general admission is a sliding scale of $1 to $5. And what you're getting there is tons of vendors and CDs and records and videos and music memorabilia, thousands and thousands and thousands of these coming from independent, local, and out-of-state vendors. If you are a vendor and you're listening to this, you could try to get in and reserve your table today, like right away. Just go to Henry Ford Community College here at 5101 Evergreen and speak with somebody. You can go to whfr.fm/recordshow.
You got it.
And that will give you tons of information about how to become a vendor, directions, contact info, updates, and everything that you need to know
and
will
it's
be there.
Such, we interviewed the I want to call him the founder, the principal promoter of this, Mike Dierniewski. Mike
yes,
D.
Yes.
I've been part of our station for, did you know this? 19 out of our 25 years, Mike's been part of the station.
Yeah.
He puts together, he lays out and puts together the program guide. He's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you know who Mike D is. He's just an amazing guy, creative as anything. And we interviewed him, and I just want to, just a quick excerpt from the interview. The question was, what genres of music will be available? how, like what format,
right.
And also with the station, with our station being mostly independent, does that mean that it's going to be independent music or mainstream also? And Mike's answer was merchandise covering absolutely any genre of music that you can imagine will be available in just about any format, CDs, cassettes, VHS, DVD, and of course records, so vinyl.
Wow.
He said this: the types of artists and styles of music represented will run the entire gamut from obscure, fiercely independent artists to the largest well-known mainstream acts. So everything diverse. Cool. This is really a big deal.
It's the third annual.
And the deals that you get as far as like the value, that's the word I'm looking for, is amazing. It's amazing value. You got to check it out.
You're going to have cassette tapes.
Yeah.
That's what you said, cassette tapes.
Cassettes and
VHS. Because I can understand records. I mean, everybody, you know, records are never going to go out. Cassette tapes. Wow.
Actually, vinyl's making a comeback is what I'm.
Vinyl's never left.
No. Audiophiles. Yeah. I mean, that's the true audiophiles love it, right? The one thing that you talked about vendors, Mike did say anyone, and I mean anyone, can be a vendor. He said in addition to traditional music, retail types, which would be somebody selling, you know, like maybe a record store, even a smaller record store. He says we've had vendors selling diverse music-related items such as handmade rock and roll glass nightlights, record notebooks and postcards, and more. He says it's pretty much a music lover's garage sale dream come true.
There you go. A music lover's garage sale dream come true. I like that.
It's like a music flea market or whatever.
This music memorabilia, I'm really I'm intrigued. I'm a little bit of a collector.
Because you took a rock and roll history class.
Yeah, because I took a really good rock and roll history class, actually.
Lindsay, we have no more time. So everyone,
this was fun.
I had so much fun. Welcome back for this brief time. I know that.
Yeah, and congratulations to you and all your work this semester and everything that you're taking on, Mr. Editor in Chief and Ambassador of the school.
Yeah.
You're taking off.
Let's see where this leaves. This could be a crash and burn, so let's not build this up too much. I think the term is hubris, where you build it up just so we can knock them down.
No, I'll be fine.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back the 12th of October. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of new stuff, and it is our year anniversary, so gosh, anything could happen.
Brace yourself.
Brace yourself. I'm going to also. Thank you so much. Have a really safe, happy, and healthy month, and we look forward to being back with you again then. Thank you so much.
WHFR, Dearborn. 89.3 WHFR.FM, the only station making waves. I'm Jimmy. I'm your non-resident alien. Wow. It's a very, very interesting day here. If you call it a day. I have no sense of days. Time is out the window. In fact, I don't have windows. Occasionally, I have portholes. But no real windows. So, as your non-resident spaceman, I feel like I have to explain myself every time. I don't quite understand myself. But, I don't know, we'll get into that. So, in honor of all, lost spacemen, play something for the patron saint. This is a cover of David Bowie tune. Unfortunately, I can't always